The Columbus Blue Jackets return to the playoffs tonight. The team starts their first-round series with the defending Stanley Cup champions, the Pittsburgh Penguins, the same team that knocked Columbus out of its last playoff appearance 3 years ago. Aaron Portsline covers the Jackets for the Columbus Dispatch. He joins us now. Thanks, Aaron.
Well, thanks, Steve. It's good to be with you.
During the Blue Jackets' famous 16-game winning streak earlier this season, many people were calling them the best team in hockey. Then they lost a lot of games near the end of the season, and they seemed to really back into the playoffs. What do you think the expectations are for this series and the postseason as a whole?
Well, I think the expectation is for them to be much more competitive in this series than they were against the Penguins 4 years ago. And if you remember, that was a series that had some pretty exciting games in it. Pittsburgh never really lost control of that series, though. I think Columbus is hoping that they can serve notice early on in this one, that they can be a physical team, that they deserve to be on the same ice with Pittsburgh. I don't think people around the league believed that 4 years ago. There's a sense that the way that the season went for the Blue Jackets this season, that maybe they have elevated themselves to different company, but this is a chance to prove that they can play with the big dogs in the league right off the bat.
The Jackets lost six straight games before winning the regular season finale against Toronto. It is an 82-game season, so you don't want to put too much on any one game, but closing the regular season on a positive note, how important was that?
I think it's more important than they're letting on. I think they're not just the fact that they won, but that some of the things that occurred in that game. Cam Atkinson, their leading scorer, got off the schneid. He had struggled during their losing streak there at the end of the season. He scored a goal, a shorthanded goal. And they played with a little more confidence. They played with a little more purpose, a directness that they have shown early in the season, especially when they were playing really, really well. I think that was important for them. They would have been okay. They would have said they were fine. I think the shoulders got a little straighter, and the chest puffed out a little bit more after that win, and now they're feeling better about themselves.
You talk about how they want to show they belong with the league's best, like Pittsburgh. How do they match up with the Penguins?
Well, it's interesting to me. I think from the red line back, perhaps because of an injury to Pittsburgh star defenseman Christopher Letang, I think Columbus has the advantage from the red line back. I like their defense better, and they have a seasoned goaltender, Sergei Bobrovsky. Now, he has yet to prove himself an excellent postseason goaltender. He has struggled a bit in the playoffs, but he's been a wonderful goaltender for them all season. The Blue Jackets have goaltender Matt Murray, who did win the Stanley Cup with them last year, has been pretty good this season, although he has struggled of late. I think from the red line forward, you have to give Pittsburgh the advantage, if for no other reason than their star forwards. Sidney Crosby's where it begins, but Evgeny Malkin, who is the number two guy to Crosby in Pittsburgh, he would be the number one guy in any other market in this league. He's just a spectacular player. And Phil Kessel is a wonderful scorer in his own right, kind of the second level of scoring for Pittsburgh. They have an advantage just with pure raw skill up front. So Columbus has to hope that they can use their skill and their power from the back end, the defense, to quell those stars and make this a competitive series.
A lot of ifs and qualifiers in there. If you had to offer a prediction for this series, what would it be?
Well, I think it's going to go seven games, and I think it's a coin flip. I think Columbus can play with them. I think they're much more prepared to play with them in this series. Having said that, it's hard to pick against the Stanley Cup champions. I think Columbus saw some cracks late in the season where some doubt crept in. Can they score? Can their power play, which was so good early in the season, can it be a difference maker? I think Columbus does have more to prove, certainly, than Pittsburgh does. But I think Columbus has more than a fighter's chance in the first round, certainly a better chance than they did 4 years ago against the Penguins.
The Columbus Blue Jackets make their third playoff appearance in club history tonight when they start a first-round series with the defending Stanley Cup champions, the Pittsburgh Penguins. Aaron Portsline from the Columbus Dispatch. Thanks again.
Hey, my pleasure.